Welcome to Forbidden Life. It's crazy to think that last week I was filming my trailer and I was posting it all over my social medias, and like I was just so excited to start my podcast, and here I am with my first episode, and it's crazy to even think about that I started this. But I want to go ahead and start with the topic of water. I mean, it's just crazy to think about that water is forbidden. I mean, we all have different types of water. We have well water, rainwater, so on and so forth. And one thing I wanted to specifically talk about was, how are you, like, people tell me that water doesn't have a flavor, and then like when they gave me something and I was like, what does it taste like? And they just like, oh, it just tastes like water. Like, how are you going to tell me that water doesn't have a flavor, but yet tell me after that, that this liquid tastes like water? I mean, I thought water didn't have a flavor from what you just told me. And that's just weird to think about. Like, is water a flavor? Is water not a flavor? And then I saw this thing on Facebook and on TikTok, and it was like spicy water and then barbecue water, which some of us already know what it is. But if you don't, like, spicy water is Sprite and barbecue water is Dr. Pepper. I mean, if you go to, like, for example, McDonald's, their Sprite, like, it's spicy, but it's not, like, spicy, but it's spicy. If that makes sense. And then Dr. Pepper just gives me a feel of root beer and Coke mixed. But, like, it's not, if that makes sense. I mean, I bet, like, if you really thought about it, you could probably taste a little bit of barbecue in it. Which, let's not do that, because that'd probably be really gross, the taste in a soda. It's barbecue. But, like, if you think about it, water is, like, mixed into almost every drink that we have. But, like, water is one of the healthiest things you can put into your body. But yet once we start adding, like, sugar or, like, all these weird ingredients, it just stops being stops being healthy. So what's the point of that? And one thing I don't understand about water is that when it rains in some states in the United, like in the USA, in some states it is illegal to catch rainwater. Like, I don't understand that. But yet people still do it all the time because we still buy like these like, you can buy these things from, like, Walmart or, like, Rural King or something, and you can put it outside your house, and it literally catches water, and it'll measure how much rain fell into one night. Like, is that illegal? Or is it just illegal to catch water for you to drink? I mean, if we drink water every day, why is catching rainwater and drinking it illegal? It's weird and I don't understand it, but I guess you do you. And, like, I don't understand. I mean, like, we are in 2020, so we probably do have, like, these really cool, like, technologies. I don't know why I just said that with an S. We're just not going to talk about that. But, like, how are you going to get water from underground, or, like, get water from, like, the the river or something and make it into purified water. Like, how are you guaranteed to get every little inch of bad water to make it purified water to where we can drink it healthily and safely? Like, how do you even promise that you're getting every inch of it out? And how are you getting the color out, first of all? I mean, if you guys think about it and stuff, the water we drink comes out, like, clear. But, like, the nasty water that comes out of, like, rivers or, like, lakes or stuff, it's a variety of colors, from, like, green to brown to, I mean, you can probably get, like, a bluish in it. And sometimes you could probably get black, like a tint of black. So how are people getting the color out of the water for us to drink it safely and healthily? Like, how are you doing that, sir? And then mineral water? Why does mineral water exist? I've tasted mineral water, like, once a few days ago because I wanted to, like, drink more healthy because, like, I wanted to lose more weight. And it is awful. Like, it is so nasty tasting to me. Like, I don't understand it. And that makes me think, if this water is 100%, like, mineral, like you didn't add to it, then how are you taking the minerals out of it to give us, like, to get different levels? Because the mineral water that we bought, there was 4 levels. There was, like, there was barely any, and then there was, like, a few more. And then, like, there was, like, the regular mineral water. And then there was, like, the water to where there was, like, most of it was minerals. So how are you getting minerals in and minerals out? I mean, I'm pretty, like, the last time I checked, there was barely any minerals in, like, normal, like, purified drinking water. So how are you getting, like, this really heavy mineral water and this purified drinking water? Like, how does that make sense? And then well water, I do not understand at all. Because if you have, like, the well water, like, systems and stuff, I mean, like, it comes from underground. But how are you getting clean drinking water from, like, your well systems that comes from underground? Like, how is it clean? I mean, I'm pretty sure there's not, like, people living under our houses purifying the water on the ground. Like, I don't understand. I mean, for example, like, at my high school, we have a water pump out by the football field. And that specific water is what we use for, like, the football players. Because when I was a manager, we'd take the, like, we'd have this huge bucket to where we'd give people water, and we'd take it over there and we'd fill it up with water, and it's clean. How, like, if it's coming out of a water pump, how is it still clean? I mean, first of all, the water pump is metal, and so it gets rusty over time, so how is the water not rusty itself? 2, if the water is coming from underground, why and how is it coming out clean? I mean, we've been doing well systems for quite a long time in life, and it's just weird to think about that when we do that, our water comes out clean. Why is it not dirty? I mean, I actually, at this point, I won't even be surprised if those people just living underground just purified our water 24/7. Like, at this point. And then what's weird is, like, people use water to the most disadvantages and the most advantageous ways of, like, anything possible. Because in Flint, Michigan, they had, like, a really bad, like, incident with the water because there was, like, lead in it. Like, how. Like. Okay, so that tells me that, like, water is just. It's just hard to. Like, it's hard to, like, think about. Like, how is all water, like, clean or whatever? But yet, we have Flint, Michigan having, like, oh my God, it's the. I said lead, I swear to God, it's lead water. Water with lead in it. Which lead is supposed to be, like, one of the most, like, dangerous things. But yet. We still have it in water, apparently. And then, like, people will go around, like, stabbing holes in water bottles and then poisoning them. Like, what the heck is your issue, dude? Like, what is your damage? So, not only we're making sure that our water is clean of, like, nasty stuff that can, like, come from, like, lakes and rivers and stuff. Now we have to figure out how to keep it clean from drugs, basically. How are you doing this? How are you saving us? And how, why is this going on? Why is this a thing? And then what I think is so funny. Okay, so obviously water, like, if water touches some, like, specific items, it'll ruin the item. For example, cardboard. If cardboard gets wet, it basically, like, damages the cardboard. So why are we still delivering stuff in cardboard boxes and delivering it to houses when we all know there's a good chance that, like, the cardboard box is gonna get, like, soaked in rainwater. Like, there's a good possible chance that that could happen. And then, like, we don't know what's in the boxes. I mean, there could be a brand new phone in the cardboard box. There could be someone's groceries. And now that, thanks to the, like, the rain in the cardboard box, like, your whatever you buy is there's a good chance it's ruined. So why are we still delivering stuff in cardboard boxes? I mean, are we working on getting an upgrade to, like, I don't know, plastic? Let's not do plastic boxes. That'd be scary. Like, something other than cardboard? I mean, is cardboard all we really have? Is there a way to make it not damageable by water? Like, is this a thing that we're thinking about? Is it, like, it's weird. Foam boxes? I mean, if you can go to, like, a restaurant, get a foam cup, and have it, like, perfectly fine with, like, soda or something in it, then wouldn't you be fine with, like, making foam boxes and putting your item in there and shipping it that way? Or is it because foam is easily breakable that someone could steal it? Like, there's all these things to think about. Are we doing anything to prevent that happening with rainwater and just water in general? Or are we just saying, we're just going to give you our best of luck and just hope that your package is fine. I mean, at least some businesses do give you, like refunds or whatever if your product is damaged during the shipping. I mean, I guess that's good. So, I like, all these things with water, you just have to think about. Like, water itself is a forbidden topic, but yet we need it to survive. But water is so forbidden. It's so weird to just think about, like, water as a whole. But I think I'm done hurting your head right now with, like, water being forbidden and stuff like that. So I guess I'll see you guys in the next podcast, which I will not be telling you what it is, because it'll be a good surprise. Surprises are forbidden. There you go. So yeah, I'll see you guys in the next podcast. I hope you enjoy. Stay safe out there. See ya.